Our first reading in our gospel today have the theme of leprosy going through them. You know, leprosy was a terrifying disease through most of human history. There was no cure for it until about the 1940s. But the reason it was such a feared infection was not just because of the disease itself, which was terrible. You know, it was led people to have terrible deformities, and you know, there would be a revolting stench. And it would be a terminal illness. But even more important, it was highly contagious. And so when someone was infected, they had to live in isolation. We hear in the first reading how they were cut off from the rest of the people. And you know, one moment they'd be around their family and friends, and the next moment they'd be separated for the rest of their lives. So it was a very feared disease. But leprosy is a powerful analogy in both Scripture and in the church's tradition for the effects of sin on our souls. You know, sin is a disease for our souls, just like leprosy is a disease to the body. You know, it disfigures our souls, what we are created to be, living in the image and likeness of God. You know, it disfigures us and makes us revolting because of our actions. You know, sometimes if we do something that we know is wrong, you know, it's very hard for us to even look in the mirror and to come to terms with what we've done. Sin also, as leprosy did, it leads us to isolation. You know, it prevents us from entering into authentic communion with other people. And if we think about different sins, like holding a grudge, you know, if we're not willing to forgive somebody else, you know, that blocks authentic communion with that person. And it separates us from them and cuts off that relationship. Or something like anger. And if we can't control our anger and we're just venting our anger against someone, we're not going to be able to enter into a real relationship with them. You know, there's not going to be authentic communion. Our own desire for anger takes over and prevents that relationship. Or lust. You know, lust is going to prevent us from truly seeing the goodness of the other person. And it focuses us on our own desires and how we can use other people. So sin, you know, there's no such thing as a personal sin that doesn't affect anybody else. You know, sin always directly or indirectly cuts us off from authentic relationships with other people. And ultimately, it prevents us from entering into communion with God. And so just like leprosy cut people off from their communities, so too does sin. You know, think about how many families have been torn apart by sin. Or how many parish communities have been torn apart if people gossip and they start nitpicking each other, focusing on the negative, you know, the things that they don't like, how that can tear apart any community. You know, sin leads to a destruction of authentic communion. And so, just as leprosy is a terrible disease, sin is a real disease that has terrible effects on us. And we can't visually see them, but they're true nevertheless. So as we look at the gospel, I want to call our attention to a few different things. The first thing is that lepers were forbidden from approaching other people, you know, who didn't have leprosy. They could be stoned as a punishment for that. They could be killed. But this leper comes to Jesus. He overcomes his own fear. He overcomes the social norms that he had to live as separated. He overcomes the laws. And because he has such faith in Christ, He comes before our Lord. And in the state that he is, in leprosy, he has such trust in the Lord that he comes before him. And there are plenty of other lepers who didn't do that. There are plenty of lepers who stayed away and probably died from their disease. But this leper has the courage and he has the faith to come before Jesus Christ. And I think that's an important analogy for us because people process sin in different ways. And sometimes they turn away from the church because of their sin. They're too ashamed of their sin, and they feel like they can't come to church anymore. And some people will leave the practice of the faith entirely, or other people will come to Mass, but deep down they feel like they shouldn't be here. They're ashamed of their sin, they feel hypocritical, and they're uncomfortable just being here at church. You know, think of Adam and Eve. After they committed the first sin, what did they do? They hid themselves from the presence of God. They didn't want to face God. And I know there's times that I've been in that same boat too. There's times where I've done something wrong and the last thing I want to do is come into church and stand before God and face what I've done. You know, when I do come, it's like, you know, I have to hang my head. It's hard to do. You know, when we do something that we know is wrong, there's that sense of shame. But nevertheless, we have to look at the example of this leper and have the courage and have the faith to come before Jesus Christ so that he can heal us. You know, other people, rather than, you know, seeing the effect of their sin, they try and ignore sin, pretend that it's all okay. But then they don't end up healed any more than the person who stays away from church. Because in order to have that sin healed, we have to bring it before our Lord. None of us live a life where we've lived heroic virtue, and we've lived every virtue heroically in every possible way, every day of our lives. You know, every one of us fails on a daily basis, and we need the healing of Christ. Second thing I want to call to our attention from the gospel is when the leper does come before Christ, what does Christ do? He reaches out and he touches the leper. That was probably the first time since he was diagnosed with leprosy that he had any real physical contact with another human being. And Christ is not afraid of contracting the disease because he knows he has the power to take the disease away. And so he reaches out, he bridges the gap, he touches the leper, and power comes forth from him to heal the leper. When we come before our Lord's not going to reject us. When he sees us in our wounded state and he's seen the sin and the shame that we bring before him, he's not going to send us away. He's going to reach out, he's going to bridge the gap, and he's going to heal it. He's going to take the sin upon himself to the cross so that we can be freed of it. And so we should have confidence and courage in our Lord. And the third thing that I want to bring our attention to from the gospel is what Christ says afterwards, after he heals him. He says, go show yourself to the priest. It's an important analogy for us too, because when we commit sin, what do? We go and show ourselves to the priest, the sacrament of confession. You know, a lot of people ask, why do we need confession? Can't Jesus Christ just forgive my sins if I go directly to him? Well, of course he can. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. But the question is, what does Jesus Christ want us to do? Well, he instituted the sacrament of confession, and he tells us to go and show ourselves to the priest. So he instituted confession as the means for forgiveness of sins. In extreme situations, does Christ act outside of the sacraments? Of course he can act outside the sacraments. If someone is dying and they're repenting of their sin and they call for a priest and the priest doesn't get there in time before they die, can Christ forgive their sin outside of the sacrament? If he so wills, yes he can. But in ordinary circumstances, a sacramental confession is required for the forgiveness of mortal sins. It is necessary for salvation. And so it's as necessary as baptism is for someone who's never received the sacrament. Baptism is necessary for salvation. If we've committed a mortal sin after baptism, confession is necessary for salvation. So I think this gospel reading gives us a beautiful lens through which to see the sacrament of confession, to see sin as it truly is. We are the lepers. Sin has a real and terrible effect on us. But like the leper, we shouldn't be afraid to go to Jesus Christ. We should have the courage and the confidence to come before him with faith and allow Christ to reach out and touch us through the words of absolution of the priest so that power can come forth, the power of the cross can cleanse us of our sins, and the integrity of our hearts can be healed and restored, and authentic communion with others can be restored as well. It's made possible again as those obstacles of sin are removed and we can enter into authentic communion with others and with God himself. You know, this Lent begins Ash Wednesday this week. You know, it's a perfect time for us to call to mind and to recommit to the sacrament of confession, to turn away from sin and to be healed by the power of the risen Lord.